Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Assignment. We've got a warm weekend in store. Not quite there just yet. Let's get right to meteorologist Jamie Travers with a look at that forecast.
Yeah, it's a little bit cool out there this morning, but temperatures warming quickly today, so that's going to be really nice.
Can't wait.
I know. Yeah, so the 80s, low 80s today, upper 80s tomorrow, near records potentially tomorrow and even Monday. I think that tomorrow probably could be even a little bit warmer than Monday. So both days are looking quite warm for this time of year. Normal highs in the upper 60s, and we're going to blow right past those today. Let's go ahead and check out where we stand right now, because we have a way to go before we head into the 80s. 47 degrees right now, calm winds. Past few days have been windy. Yesterday was quite windy through much of the afternoon. Those winds finally did ease, though, late in the day and overnight. So now we have calm winds. Winds picking back up a bit, though, for this afternoon. It will be a little bit breezy. We'll have high fire danger as well with gusty winds, low relative humidity, and dry ground. That view from space, not a lot going on overhead, so we are clear. What we're going to see here for the day will be plenty of sunshine and the 30s and 40s warming really pretty fast if we're going to make it to 80. So what we're going to see by about lunchtime, we'll have those numbers already in the mid 70s there. You can see by 9, the 60s, by 11, by 10, almost to 70, by 11 already in the 70s. So by lunch, the mid to upper 70s, and then we'll max out around we'll just say in the low 80s. We'll get a detailed look at what's coming up for the rest of the weekend, as well as some storm chances. In fact, even a threat of strong storms in just a few minutes, Laura.
Hey, Jamie, sounds like a lot to break down. Thanks so much. New this morning, police are investigating after a woman is shot in South St. Louis. This happened on South Broadway in Osceola just after 2 this morning. When officers arrived, she had a gunshot wound to the stomach area. She was conscious and breathing. If you know anything about this shooting, you can always call Crime Stoppers there. It's not at the bottom of your screen, but we'll give it to you here. It is 1-866-371-TIPS, and you can always leave an anonymous tip. A business owner in his 80s, meantime, is recovering in the hospital this morning after being hit by a stray bullet. City police say at least 2 people were shooting at each other at Cottage in Vandeventer around 7:45 Thursday night. A bullet ricocheted into the man's North City business, striking him as he was leaving work. Neighbors say hearing gunshots at night has become the norm in the neighborhood. The owner told police he heard gunfire, then felt a pain in his chest. We spoke with someone who lives nearby who says a lot of her neighbors are seniors and they'd like to see more police out there.
We're old and we don't want to move. So I think that they need to start riding around, checking more and see what's going on, because it's sad. It really is. And we hear this quite often, gunshots.
Certainly shook up that neighborhood there. Police do say that the people who were shooting at each other ran away from the scene there. We are learning from a friend of the owner of that auto shop that today is actually his 82nd birthday, and thankfully that man is expected to be okay. Terrified seniors in a Metro East community say they're being harassed by teenagers. Everything from vandalism to their cars to stolen packages and threats from brazen teens. The residents say they are not getting help from City Hall, so they called Elliot Davis, and that's this morning's You Paid For It.
This is one of just a couple of senior citizens who agreed to talk to me, provided we hide their faces out of fear of retaliation. They tell me more than a half dozen senior citizens and other residents on the street are impacted on a daily basis.
Harassment, that's the only word I can think of. You know, it's just we're being harassed. We're having packages stolen off our porches.
Here's video from one of the cameras at her home of someone stealing the package from her porch in broad daylight. Besides that is rampant vandalism of vehicles. And look at this. It's a group of teens running up to a neighbor's porch, Residents are even afraid to say something.
I just asked them to stay off my lawn.
Okay.
That was it.
And they said what?
They would threaten me and say to break out my windows and that type of thing.
This neighbor with similar troubles with teens. He provided video of others stealing packages off porches.
It's really bad out here. The kids are disturbing us, walking up and down the street all day. They're loud. They pass midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, they're just up and down, stealing from our neighbors.
Do you think City Hall has been doing enough?
No. No.
So I wanted to get some answers for those senior citizens. So I came here to Cahokia Heights City Hall. I sat down with the mayor and police chief who vowed to take action. The mayor says he'll look at the curfew that's 11 p.m. on weekdays and midnight on Fridays and Saturdays.
Maybe we want to amend that to lower to 10 o'clock if, in fact, we continue to have these juvenile problems. And in that curfew law, we're looking at fines for parents that are allowing these children, these juveniles, to stay out past curfew.
We've always tried to do our very best and diligent to beef patrol up within that community in that certain area.
And you're going to focus on their
yes,
concerns.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The city of Cahokia Heights was formed when three small municipalities merged 3 years ago with a promise of better police and other services.
Has it gotten better or worse since the cities combined into Cahokia Heights?
It is truly worse.
As I talk with you today, do I think that the consolidation, the merger of these cities was a great idea? Yes. Do I tell you that is it still a work in progress? Very much so.
I called you because I know that you get results. I know that you will do your best, your very best, to try to resolve the situation.
That was Elliot Davis reporting. Their crime in Cahokia Heights is down 15% when you compare 2022 to 2023. The mayor and police chief plan to meet with these concerned seniors. And the mayor also added the city will also start implementing a summer jobs program where they do plan on hiring 100 teens, which will hopefully keep them out of trouble. Elliot, of course, will continue to follow this story and bring you updates as he gets them. A parent is facing child endangerment charges this morning after police say he put a loaded gun in his son's backpack. The child told his teacher he found the gun in his backpack on the bus ride to Hannah Woods Elementary School in Manchester. The school resource officer took the loaded Glock and called the boy's father. Police took the dad into custody on a felony charge. Riley Strain's family still have questions that they want answered. The Mizzou student disappeared after a night out in Nashville. His body was recovered 2 weeks later in the Cumberland River. Nashville police confirmed detectives interviewed a new person in the investigation, and they also re-interviewed the last known person to say they saw Riley alive.
He actually reached out Saturday afternoon to some friends of ours that was down there talking with the homeless. Actually gave a statement, him and another person, that Riley had come through there, had been stumbling, possibly stumbled into the little fence that's right there. They asked him if he was okay. He says, yeah, man, I'm just drunk, something along those lines. And they put him walking underneath the bridge north, passed through the detention center area. That was huge.
His family has raised questions over the nature of his death. The 22-year-old did not have his cowboy boots, pants, or wallet on him when his body was recovered. The medical examiner's autopsy report calls Riley's death accidental, but the family did request a second opinion. Some Parkway Central High School parents and students are upset over actions taken by a substitute teacher. They say he removed and tore up Pride and Black Lives Matter signs inside a classroom. Fox 2's Jeff Bernthal spoke with that teacher and has the school's response as well.
Jason Jennings is a candidate for state representative. He acknowledges removing and tearing up the signs. He understands people are going to be upset, but says he has no regrets. The Parkway School District tells us Jason Jennings is no longer on their list to substitute over what they call unprofessional conduct.
I think it's very important to understand no kids were in the classroom when it was done.
Some parents reached out to us expressing outrage, saying their children were shocked and disturbed when they discovered the signs were destroyed.
Do I understand that it wasn't my property per se to remove? Fully, I understand that.
We asked Jennings why he tore up the Black Lives Matter sign.
I don't think that that's something that teachers should be openly promoting. to students.
And he pointed to his faith as a Christian as motivation for tearing up the pride sign.
I just don't think it's something that should be, those type of things should be hanging up around kids in schools.
Parkway's substitute teachers are provided by Kelly Education. A spokesperson responded with this statement: Kelly Education is deeply troubled by the reports of inappropriate behavior involving our employee. Our top priority is to protect the safety and well-being of the students we serve, and we do not tolerate employee behavior that violates our policies or the policies of our school partners. We are working with school administration as we investigate the matter, and the substitute teacher has been suspended from all future assignments pending completion of the investigation. Some parents accuse Jennings of campaigning in the classroom. He denies doing that. Kelly Education tells us it will take whatever action it deems appropriate once its investigation is over. Reporting from Chesterfield, Jeff Bernthal, Fox 2 News.
Illinois 195 between Hillsboro and Coffeen is closed after a massive sinkhole showed up in a farmer's field near the highway. The sinkhole is located southeast of the John A. Graham Correctional Center. The 50-foot wide sinkhole is at Deer Run Mine. The mine has had a long series of problems, including underground fires, mine roof collapses, and sinking land. The damage to the state highway is minimal, but it is currently closed out of precaution. Happening today, Open Space STL and partners are inviting you to be part of the 2024 Confluence Trash Bash. It's a chance to help clean up the rivers and creeks within the Lower Missouri River watershed. There will also be an educational program for kids ages 5 to 18 to learn about water quality and conservation. The event is free and all volunteers will be provided with gloves and trash bags for the cleanups. And you'll receive a free t-shirt while supplies last. All you got to do is head down to January Wabash Park from 11 this morning till 2 this afternoon. The stars were all aligned for a couple from Belleville who got married right underneath the rare and historic solar eclipse.
They're together. It's like this is just the most perfect thing.
It was surreal.
The moment millions of people from Mexico to Canada marveled at the great American eclipse. Jonathan and Savannah Powles said, "I do." During the fleeting moments, the moon passed between the sun and the earth. They plan to tie the knot during the historic sighting after seeing the last solar eclipse, which happened in 2017. But it all started with their official engagement, which happened during the dancing display of the Northern Lights.
It was a lot of coordination beforehand. It was like, run through your vows. Our officiant ran through their vow or their, you know, their spiel.
Yeah.
And it's like, ran all the timing and added it all up. It's like, we have to start exactly right now to make it happen on time.
Both thought, this is the most amazing natural phenomenon we've ever seen. It had been something that I dreamed of for so long. And seeing it happen and seeing, you know, he made my dreams come true.
Oh, we wish them the very best. I also saw back where I used to live in Arkansas, in Russellville, Arkansas. I didn't live in Russellville, but that was where they experienced totality. All these couples were out there getting married. It was a sight to see. So I guess a lot of people decided to do it this way.
Yeah, you really had to bank on the weather, though, cooperating.
Absolutely. I know. That's a big gamble.
It is a gamble, absolutely. And not everyone. It didn't work out for everybody. But right. I think a lot of our region, the Midwest, I know Arkansas through Indiana, obviously Missouri, Illinois, they did have pretty good viewing conditions for that. And it was beautiful, of course. Now this weekend, our weather is beautiful. We don't have any eclipses to worry about here coming up. Today, tomorrow, into next week, above normal temperatures will be the trend. So much of the country experiencing above normal temperatures, the core of that warm air moving eastward here for tomorrow and Monday. And then we'll have a front come through. A strong storm system actually will bring us the chance of strong to severe storms come Tuesday afternoon and evening into Tuesday night. Here is a live view from Highland, Illinois, showing the sunrise not happening just yet, but you can see the sky brightening up. We have a warm front to our south and west. Elevated fire danger today because of those southwesterly winds. Those southwesterly winds are going to combine with a low relative humidity and dry ground causes that elevated fire danger. High pressure to our south, so clockwise flow around that high, giving us that wind flow out of the south and west, warming us up. 47 though, right? Right now, many of us are in the 30s even. Winds, though, are calm, although those will pick up a little bit later on today as well. Here's a view from Moscow Mills. Those flags not blowing around, just a few clouds out there in the distance. 36 at Moscow Mills, 37 at Herman, 39 in Farmington, 49 in Sparta, and 43 at Scott Air Force Base. So temperatures climbing to the 70s, mid-70s even by lunchtime, then the low 80s for this afternoon. Overnight tonight, lows will not be as cool, only dipping down into the 60s. So it will be a very mild start to your day tomorrow. And then through the day tomorrow, we will have highs climbing to the mid to even upper 80s, close to about 90 degrees. So tomorrow, feeling quite warm out there with that full sunshine. Jump ahead to Tuesday. Well, first, Monday night, we could have a few storms. But Tuesday afternoon and evening, we have the entire area outlooked, or not outlooked yet, but highlighted for the potential for severe weather. So hail, wind, and tornadoes all looking like it will be a possibility. And confidence is increasing in that strong to severe storm throughout Thursday afternoon and evening. So something that we are keeping a close eye on. If you have plans Tuesday evening, make sure that you keep checking back in with us. So for today, windy and sunny, 83 degrees, south wind about 10 to 15 miles per hour. It won't be as windy as the past few days. Tonight down to 62, partly cloudy. That extended forecast tomorrow, 88 degrees, the record 92. I think we'll stay shy of that, but a few areas may hit about 90 or so. Monday, 86, the record 89. We have storm chances Monday night, but then again Tuesday afternoon and evening. Wednesday right now looking mostly dry, then storm chances again on Thursday. You'll notice those temperatures dipping down lower and lower as we go through the second half of the week. So pretty warm through Tuesday, even Wednesday. But then by Friday and Saturday, highs are only going to be in the upper 50s and low 60s. Notice those overnight lows also coming down to where by the end of the week, we might even see those overnight lows dipping back down into the mid to upper 30s.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.